That was Hamid Arabi and Mehrdad Saidi from January of this year. Next up, we'll hear from the Farabi Ensemble, followed by Zaruna.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Farabee Ensemble, recorded in November of this year. To round out the show, we'll hear from Zaruna, who performed on Musica Mundi in September.
I'd like to tell you just a little bit about classical Arabic music, because we play that as well. We're going to play a piece by Mohammed Abdel Wahab, who lived in Cairo, Egypt, from 1902 to 1990. And this song that we're going to play is a composition called Aziza. It's actually 50 years old this year. Abdel Wahab, he played oud, he sang, he wrote over 1,800 compositions for film, radio, with poets, and for concerts. And he was most famous for his collaborations with the Egyptian singer Umm Kulthum, and he even wrote the national anthem for the United Arab Emirates. And so here's Aziza. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Oh. عربي شو همي إنك يهودي شو همي إنك مسلم شو همي إنك مسيحي مش كل
Thank you all again. We want to thank KG and you from the bottom of our hearts. We have one more song for you tonight.
Okay.
It's called From a Distance. I wrote it and composed it with a little help from another musician by the name of George Seppmeyer. This song I wrote lyrics for in Arabic, English, and Hebrew. It's interesting how you just move on life from one dream to another. Right before I wrote this song, in 2012, I had written a book with my friend Carrie Glennie called Peace Through Healing, and currently on Amazon. And right after this book, I was, because we wrote it together, she's from Minnesota, and we definitely connected on this topic of human beings and immigration and people in the Middle East, and especially the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and with my upbringing as a Christian Arab in a Jewish country, all these identity issues that I grew up with are all, you know, explained in the book. And right after it, I was thinking about Haifa, where I'm from, and missed it so much. And I know in my heart it would be hard for me to go live there. My home now is here in Colorado, and my children are here and career and everything. But I was thinking about it, and these lyrics and melody just came naturally. Here it is, From a Distance to Haifa.
Thank you. How did extreme political ideas become mainstream? Find out on the next edition of Alternative Radio. Hear Nancy McLean on the origins of radical right-wing power. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Musica Mundi is Latin for Music of the World. On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe in musical styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
The KGNU Board of Directors reminds listeners that all our board meetings are open to the public. The KGNU Board of Directors meets at 6 p.m. on the second Monday of every month. We also have a Community Advisory Board that meets twice a year. All meeting dates, times, and locations are posted in advance on our website, kgnu.org. You can also get more information on KGNU Board meetings by calling 303-449-4885 during business hours, or by sending an email to board@kgnu.org.
Buenas tardes, bienvenidos a Corriente, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's 8 o'clock, welcome to Corriente. Los saluda George C. Good evening, be with you from now until 10 o'clock with Corriente. We just finished hearing a special cabaret. Corriente until 10, and then the heavy set from 10 until midnight. At midnight, it's Sleepless Nights with me again. The background music is Mañana Tepoztlán from El Bujo. The album is called Cenote. We get started with La 33. Welcome to Corriente, KGNU.
Oye, mamita, no quiero con estas palabras hacerte sentir mal, pero la verdad es que ya yo estoy cansado de tanto cantarle al amor, dar y no recibir, sino solo desilusión.